There are moments in time when history possibly pivots. And today, in a stunning act of regime change, the U.S. military captured and brought Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to U.S. soil. Not long after that, in a remarkable declaration, President Trump announced the U.S. would, quote, run Venezuela and warned of a new era of United States domination over Latin America. We will get an on-the-ground report from Venezuela's capital, Caracas, in a moment, but we begin our coverage with Nick Schifrin.
It was just after midnight over Caracas when U.S. helicopters with Delta Force soldiers descended toward Nicolas Maduro's compound. Nearby residents filmed and cowered from U.S. strikes on at least four locations. All part of the mission to capture and extract Maduro. By 2 a.m. local, they had him, and by 3 a.m., he was shackled aboard the USS Iwo Jima, the dictator-turned-detainee of the U.S. Department of Justice.
Y actualmente las reacciones internacionales son de completo...
U.S. military officials said U.S. helicopters took fire as they left Venezuela, but remained able to fly. A source familiar tells PBS NewsHour a small CIA team arrived in August and created extraordinary insight into Maduro's pattern of life that made grabbing him seamless.